the Jewish people, especially the ultra conservatives, had created a certain list of things you couldn't do on the Sabbath. There were 39 things that you couldn't do. And number 39 is you couldn't pick up anything and carry it. Now, probably most people didn't remember number 16 or number 22, but they usually, most everybody would remember number 1 and number 39. And so when Jesus tells this man to pick up his pallet and walk, it's something that's obviously on the Sabbath day he's doing this. Everybody knew he just broke one of their big rules. And so in this, when he tells the man to rise up and walk, he said, immediately the man became well, took up his pallet and began to walk. And now it was on the Sabbath day. And therefore the Jews were saying to him who was cured, it is the Sabbath and it is not permissible for you to carry your pallet. I remember years ago, I've not been living here very long, the first person I ever saw get healed supernaturally, a long time ago, Bill Jones was with me. And there was the grandfather of a girl was in our church, and his son and his little girl and his family went to another church. But she was 6 years old, and she had the worst, Jody Titus, I don't know if you ever knew Roy Titus, anybody lived here. But she had the worst level of childhood asthma you could have, and she took the most medicine that you were allowed to take. And so I got Bill Jones and the grandfather and a couple other people, and we went over to their house, and we prayed for Jody, and she was healed. And that's the first person that I'd seen healed like that. And I knew her, she got older, and I don't know if she walked with the Lord or not, but she was healed. She stayed healed. She never had asthma again, or any symptom of asthma. But I remember somebody in our church we were in, it wasn't this church, but it was First Independent Protestant. We nicknamed it the most independent Protestant church. It just says it. And our sort of pet name for it. And there was a lady in that church who was a big-time leader and knew the family really well and got mad at us, got mad at me, because we prayed for that little girl and she got healed. And then tried to explain to me the hope, because we anointed with oil. We did all the things you're supposed to do because we didn't know what else to do. And she explained to me that that oil was actually like salve, and you would put it on people, it would make sore places feel better, like Bengay. I thought, and I'm like going, all I know is her little girl had asthma and the worst you could have, and she no longer had asthma. But I thought, she couldn't rejoice that this little girl was healed. It just rocked her world, her little controlled religious world. And because she didn't have a real clear concept of who God was. And so one of the things Jesus came to do, he came to show us what God could do through a man, because he lived on earth as the Son of Man, but he also came to reveal to us the true nature of God, true nature of our Heavenly Father. And so there were, here's this guy who hadn't walked for 38 years, walking around with his pallet, and all they're concerned about is that he shouldn't be walking around carrying his pallet. And he answered them, he who made me well was the one who said to me, take up your pallet and walk. I would do what that guy said if I got healed, wouldn't you? And I asked him, said, well, who is the man who said to you, take up your pallet and walk? But he who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away while there was a crowd in that place. I thought he should have for sure gotten a newsletter together, tries to raise some money for his ministry, but after that miracle we did. And promised everybody if you just sow into his ministry, it'd all be prosper. And afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, behold, you have become well. Do not sin anymore so that nothing worse may befall you. And the man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Interesting thing about Christ. Isn't it interesting that he came to the man? Because there was something about this particular situation where sin was connected to his sickness. Could have been bitterness, could have been whatever. And he said, but isn't it interesting that Jesus didn't say, if you'll quit sitting, I'll do something for you. No, he just healed him. He just reached out in grace and healed the man. And as a result of the guy having an encounter with the love of God, he became a follower of Jesus. That's the way it works. And it's like the woman who's caught in adultery. Jesus didn't say, quit sinning. He just said she was forgiven. He said, didn't say, quit sinning and I'll forgive you. He said, I've forgiven you, now you can quit sinning. grace is scary, man. And the man went away and told the Jews who it was. And for this reason, the Jews were persecuting Jesus because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. And so Jesus thought he'd make it, take some of the pressure off of the situation. And he answered them and said, "My Father is working until now, and I myself am working. For this cause, therefore, the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because he not only was breaking the Sabbath, but also was calling God his own Father, making him equal with God." I love the way God picks fight with religious people. And Jesus answered, therefore, and was saying, repeatedly, the language here, repeatedly saying to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, that you may marvel." Jesus basically said, look, this wasn't my idea. I just do the things I see the Father doing. And it was the Father's idea to heal the man. You know, the Father that you think put 39 rules. If you break the Sabbath, you're in real trouble. Any one of those rules. The Father that you think is a stern perfectionist who's just waiting to catch people do something wrong so they can get what they deserve. Jesus is trying to teach them that the core of the nature of the Father was that he was good and that he loved and he longed to make broken and fallen humanity whole. And he said, I did this. See, this is what the whole setup was about. I did this because the Father wanted me to reveal to you who he really is and what he's really like. That he would go and heal a man on the Sabbath who's in the situation that he's in because of his own sin, without asking anything from him, just touched his life and healed him on the Sabbath. That's who your God is. And in light of that, it was easy to say, go sin no more. Because you had an encounter like that with God, your heart's been changed. Amen? And we spend so much time thinking, God won't do this for me, or God won't use me because I'm not perfect and I'm not this and I haven't earned and I don't deserve. God changes and transforms us by forgiving us, by including us in his grace and his mercy, and it causes us to be transformed. We end up radically giving our lives to him at deeper and deeper levels because grace does that to us. Grace doesn't encourage sin. If that's what a person believes, they don't have a clue what grace is. Grace encourages radical surrender. Amen? A holiness that comes from freedom. And not fear.